I scream about this all the time. We were watching the largest expansion of executive authority in American history, point blank period. And right now, the powers of the president, the powers of the executive branch, not only are they expanding, but for the first time really ever, especially in this way, we are watching the president of the United States use the levers of government, the powers of government, to go after private businesses, to threaten to sue or sign executive orders against people he disagrees with, universities, media companies, law firms. He'll go after his political opponents. He will direct the DOJ to indict people. They have a failed indictment against James Comey, Letitia James. The list goes on. And I want to talk about one of these areas of expansion of executive authority, this one, the attack on the media companies, as all these media companies become literally Trump conglomerates. 60 Minutes is no different. Anderson Cooper set to exit CBS News 60 Minutes. Anderson Cooper is poised to exit CBS News after nearly 20 years of contributing to the program, according to a person familiar with his thinking, the latest blow to the revered Sunday night news magazine after it has been undermined repeatedly by management at Paramount, Skydance, and its predecessor company. What a surprise. I mean, actual respectable journalists, respectable people, respectable commentators are leaving these news organizations as they become incredibly pro-Trump. Barry Weiss obviously taking over CBS. Now, before we hop into the rest of this really quickly, if you're like, who the hell is this guy? My name is Chris Mowry. I now do a daily show here on the Adam Mockler channel. You guys have shown so much love to my YouTube channel lately, so make sure you are subscribed to both Adam Mockler and I down below. I appreciate each and every one of you. I've been putting in a lot of work over on my channel. I'm almost at like, I think 150,000 subscribers, which is nuts. Crazy. Always pump out content over there and mean a lot if you checked it out. Make sure you're subscribed here to the Adam Mockler channel as well. You guys truly, truly, I mean it, are the best. Now, if you remember this, this is from December of last year, which feels like, I mean, decades ago. Literally decades. The Trump administration, like a month within this administration, is like years and years, I swear to God. Canadians have leaked 60 Minutes banned episode investigating Trump's illegal actions in direct defiance of CBS censorship. And you remember this, that this Inside CECOT was supposed to come out on CBS, and then it got killed last minute. Donald Trump effectively helping to kill it. And then it got leaked. The decision to pull the story was made by CBS News editor-in-chief Barry Weiss, and it triggered a firestorm within the network and subsequently in the public. Here's some info on the controversy, and when I update this story shortly, I will link to additional reporting, but I want to publish this video immediately as a version of it was taken down on YouTube. It turns out the network delivered this segment to Canadians' Global TV app, and it has since been pulled. If you remember this, you can watch this subsection that CBS News did on CECOT, but it being pulled and then a lot of people at CBS obviously outraged and leaving. When CBS was an actual news organization, when a lot of these places didn't bend the knee to this rising authoritarianism, to Donald Trump's administration, to the government's threats, when there were actual journalists here, Trump did not handle it well. This clip from his first term, I believe. This is a good one right here. Take a listen.
I didn't want to have this. Kind of
course you did.
No, I didn't.
Of course you did.
No, I didn't.
Well, then you brought up a lot of subjects that
were inappropriately brought up. Questions.
They were inappropriately brought up right from the beginning. No, your first question was, this is going to be tough questions. Well, when you set up the interview, your first statement
you're
was...
You're president. No, don't you think you should be accountable to the American people?
Your first statement to me, this is going to be tough questions. Well, I don't mind that. But when you set up the interview, you didn't say that. You said, oh, let's have a lovely interview. And here's what I do say.
So why?
You don't ask Joe Biden. I saw your interview with Joe, the interview with Joe Biden.
I never did a Joe Biden.
It was a joke. The interview, 60 Minutes. I see Joe Biden giving softball after softball. I've seen all of his interviews. He's never been asked a question that's hard.
Okay, but forget him for a minute.
No, but you start with me.
You're president.
Excuse me, Leslie, you started with me. Your first statement was, are you ready for tough questions? That's no way to talk. No way to talk.
Leslie, one second. This is the first warning. I think we have 5 minutes until we have the vice president step in. Is that about right?
Well, I think we have enough. We have enough of an interview.
I think we're ready for the vice president now.
I think we have enough of an interview here. Okay, that's enough. Let's go. Let's go meet for 2 seconds, okay? Thanks. I'll see you later. Thanks.
Yeah, Donald Trump famously not being good at taking tough questions. Won softball interviews as the president of the United States. This interview is from 2020. And again, two things here to note. Number one, it's crazy. And it's pointed out to him, like, you're the president of the United States. He's like, oh, it's inappropriate to bring up. That's not what we agreed to. You're the president. You should be able to take tough interviews. You should be able to take, even if you don't like questions, questions that you don't like, and you shouldn't act like a child. Number two, it is crazy to see Donald Trump and the way he's speaking and his mannerisms in 2020 versus now. I mean, truly, the decline has been, it's very, very, very noticeable. And I notice it the most watching this in his mannerisms, especially his face. He doesn't slur nearly as much. His face, like, almost doesn't droop as much. He's not nearly as orange. Wild, wild stuff. Donald Trump commented on the CBS News, essentially, the bending the knee to Donald Trump, the Barry Weiss era of CBS News, the foxing of CBS News, if I may. It is in the middle of becoming Fox News. Take a listen.
Get on screen, but NBC's really bad. And CBS, I mean, I love the new owners of CBS. Something happens to them, though. 60 Minutes has treated me worse under the new ownership than they just keep treating me. They just keep hitting me. It's crazy.
And they just keep hitting me. It's crazy, but I like the owners. And again, I want to point out, I know this isn't, I've made several videos on the Adam Ockler channel about Donald Trump's very clear and obvious cognitive decline. But even there, compared to the video I just showed you, like, he's leaning over, he's quiet, he's kind of slurring. Loves the new owners at CBS, but 60 Minutes treats me terribly. Pull the C-cot. If you haven't watched that, you should. And of course, again, I want to reiterate the reason I'm making this video. Anderson Cooper gone from 60 Minutes. This is no different, these private companies, than like even places like the DOJ or the CDC. Mass exodus of people who are respected, people who have values, and people who say, I'm not going to be a part of this. At the DOJ, I'm not going to be a part of a DOJ that's hyper-politicized where Donald Trump is forcing me to do things. I'm not going to do it. CDC, respectable doctors who aren't going to be a part of the nonsense and the garbage, the anti-vax BS, right? Some of that. And there's also just like the Trump administration just firing people from those agencies who won't agree to do whatever they want. Partly why, again, a lot of those people left. But no different here, right? If these media companies are going to act in this way, this is what's going to happen. The Barry Weiss hire, who appears in the Trump Epstein files 1,838 times, wrote in a 2016 email, quote, I go into JE withdrawal when I don't see him. This is Peter Attia. We actually just learned he's a CBS News contributor. He was essentially let go of CBS News when we learned about these emails that he was sending to Jeffrey Epstein, his relationship with Jeffrey Epstein. And now he's back, actually, with CBS. Peter Attia appears to be staying at CBS News despite Epstein communications. Barry Weiss's town hall with Erica Kirk saw ratings plummet as CBS News editor-in-chief debuts on screen. It's actually really interesting. I don't know, and I'd have to go back and look. I'm not sure if Adam made any videos about this here on the Adam Ockler channel. I didn't make any videos about it. I almost saw not that many clips from this event. And that's how indicative of how bad it was. It was terrible. And the ratings showed it. Barry Weiss was awful on screen. This whole setup by CBS where you're trying to push this ad of like, we talk to Erica Kirk. And it's like, this is garbage. This is not journalism. What is going on here? The foxification of these places. And it's so interesting where we're at right now in American history, because even as CBS in these places start to have no soul, they start to fall apart. They bend the knee to Donald Trump. Newsmax, out of all places, having second doubts. I found this clip. It'll make your head spin about Newsmax and the Epstein files. Take a listen.
This portion, right now, we can't go backwards. All the other people, Bill Barr, who, by the way, his name does appear in some of these files, Merrick Garland, Bush, Obama, all of them, they all failed. They all failed, which is why we reelected Donald Trump in part. To fix this problem. And now it's on your plate, Pam Bondi. You took that in by taking this job. It was Donald Trump that made sure Epstein and Maxwell were locked up in his first term. And then Bill Barr sat on all the stuff that's being hid now that's coming out. No doubt, Pam Bondi, you drew the short straw to try to uncover something hidden, like Massey said, for decades. Probably the biggest scandal since Watergate. But that's the job.
An example, I'm submitting these 302 forms that are entirely redacted.
You see why people like me are still thinking that this is a cover-up? A 302 form is an FBI interview with a suspect or a witness or something. Why are hundreds of them fully redacted? This is either a cover-up or it's incompetence. And I want somebody to go to jail for it. At a minimum, anybody involved with screwing this up should no longer work at the DOJ or have a law license or anything. But I think the funniest takeaway, and this is why I know Democrats are absolutely the worst, Jerry Nadler. That's just... During most of this hearing, we're screaming back and forth. He appeared to be asleep. And finally, he suddenly woke up and he asked, I think it's probably the only worthwhile question of his entire career.
Yeah, so as you could tell here, Newsmax taking this whole thing, well, as CBS and all these other news organizations get very close to the White House, some of the ones on the outside fringe, Newsmax, trying to figure out their place, is a lot of Trump voters, especially very, very right-wing people, if you will, are ditching him over the Epstein files, Newsmax trying to figure it out by getting very angry at what he just called a massive, giant cover-up by Pam Bondi, and then, you know, he's flailing over potentially falling asleep, Democrat something. Fascinating. Let me know what you think of all this in the comments down below. I appreciate you watching this video. We'll see what continues to happen to CBS News, but it's sad. And I think it's really funny Republicans will continue to be like, you know, the media is always against us. Like, you own all of the media now. And that's, like, that's really saying something because you actually own it. Like, Trump actually just makes his calls and CBS News kills things. The party of small government, folks. I appreciate you watching this video. Make sure you subscribe to both me and Adam Ochler down below. I do a daily show here on the Adam Ochler channel. So I will see you tomorrow.